Sports Radio 910.
All right, this is Who's Talking here in Greensboro, North Carolina at the ACC tournament, courtside. Just saw former UVA head coach Terry Holland in the house.
Yeah, he's working his way over here, so we'll have him momentarily after we grill Ted Jeffries here for a few minutes.
Well, we're very fortunate to have Big Ted joining us again. Ted has been a terrific contributor to Who's Talking in the last couple of years, and we've had a lot of fun and a lot of good laughs, and now we're getting serious now, Ted.
UVA. We weren't serious before.
Well, we were having fun before, but now this, we mean business.
Yes,
right,
indeed.
Now.
Yes, indeed.
UVA is the number one seed. It's very exciting. And talk to us a little bit about the mindset of a player getting ready. Ted played from 1989 to 93 for the Cavaliers, and he knows all about big games.
No doubt about it. You know, the ACC tournament is a whole different animal. Everybody is, undefeated, no wins, no losses coming into the tournament. The regular season is over, and, you know, great accomplishment for Virginia. But, you know, the slate is what Ben White clean in everybody's minds, at least it should be, because it's a one-off experience when you come to the tournament. So everybody has to be prepared to give their best effort when you hit the hardwood. And, Virginia, for this, this program, tremendous success this season. You talk about 16-2 in the regular season. Great accomplishments, you know, really gave fans an enjoyable ride through the conference. And now it's, you know, greater expectations as you get ready for the tournament play. And, you know, the number one seed, everybody has their targets focused on you. And, you know, there are big expectations for this team right now.
And I'm pretty certain that Coach Tony Bennett, for the first time in his career, is probably, at Virginia anyway, probably thinking a little bit deeper, a little bit later at night about how to deal with Florida State now and their length, their athleticism, and how can Virginia beat them three times in one season, Ted?
Well, you know, that's the old adage. It's tough to do that, you know, to beat a team three times in one season. You know, you look back at the two games on the regular season and two 12-point losses. The game in Charlottesville was probably a lot bigger of a loss when you look at the score before Tony cleared the benches, and obviously the score came down, so it was a little bit, it felt more defeating for Florida State. And I'm sure with the fracas that happened at the end of the game, all of the activity between Carl White and London Perenthes, it's going to make for an incredible environment tomorrow. You know that loss with the dunk by Justin Anderson, the technical, that loss, I'm sure, has sat in their craw for quite some time.
Ted, not to give away your pregame show tomorrow, but what would you say are the two or three keys for Virginia to win tomorrow?
Two or three keys. I mean, solid, obviously, the staple of this program has been defense. They really have to do their job defensively, taking good care of the ball, and then making shots. When they do that, those three things, they're virtually unstoppable, and they've shown that pretty much.
Particularly, I'd throw in rebounding, too, against this team because they're so big.
They're big.
You got to keep them off the offensive glass.
No doubt.
As I used to say, and I never paid attention to this, particularly when it came time to eating, but no seconds.
No second opportunities, without a doubt, yeah.
Well, I think they've got to protect the paint like nobody's business tomorrow.
Well, that's the pack line. So when you talk about playing great defense, that's what the whole pack line defense is predicated on, protecting the paint, keeping guys outside. And then, you know, when you talk about Virginia's challenges defensively, they have done poorly against very good quick guards. So when you talk about Ian Miller, play sixth man of the year in the conference on one side of the choosing, he's a very good and talented guard. He can shoot the ball from outside. You just really have to protect the paint, keep them outside, make them frustrated, make them earn shots, as Tony always likes to talk about.
Right, they always talk about defense wins titles. On the other hand, here in Greensboro, Virginia's offense has got to get on track beginning tomorrow at 12 noon. What do you think the keys are with the Virginia offense?
You know, we look at the what you talk about defense from Florida State. Virginia has to get great shot selection. They have to turn down good shots to get great ones. What they've done better this year, and I think that's been more impressive than what they've done defensively, is they've been very assertive offensively, and they've been very unselfish. That it's incredible what happens when nobody cares who gets the credit. These guys have always been selfless with regard to making the next pass, getting the guy that's open, getting the great shot. As long as they're doing that, inside touches and passes back out, inside offense, outside offense, I think that really helps them be a tough team to cover.
Can Virginia win this tournament without Joe Harris playing better than he has been in recent games?
I think so. I mean, obviously they're going to need Joe to do what he needs to do, but this team has so much depth, and guys are stepping up. It's the next man. Can they get it done? Sure. You know, they're going to need a consistent effort from Joe from where he has been this season, but they've got guys that come in, and they pick each other up. They've gotten, I forget how many, close to nine guys this season have scored 15 points or more. That's pretty telling. You know, this team is deep.
Clearly the difference this year from past years with Tony is they have a number of players that have offensive skills where that was limited in recent years, and it's made them basically the team that they are at the moment, a top 10 team.
Absolutely. You know, and you're going to, like you said, we talked about Joe Harris and what he's, you know, obviously bigger expectations at the beginning of the season. Diminished numbers this year, but other guys have stepped up. That made it very difficult. I remember playing with Brian Stith after he graduated. You know, when he was there, it was kind of watch Brian, you know, do his thing. But I remember talking with my former teammate and our good friend Corey Alexander. We talked about the opportunities for a more diverse offense because, no offense to Brian, he was outstanding. But we had more weapons to turn to in that next year, and it made us an incredible team. If you remember,
I understand you always told Coach Holland here that Ted Jeffries needs to handle the ball a lot more than he's been handling.
Hey, the only thing I needed to handle was grabbing that ball off the rebound. That's the only thing he used to tell me.
and Coach is nodding in the background. All right, we have got to head to break. When we come back here at courtside, we're going to have none other than former UVA legendary coach Terry Holland sitting down with us. Thank you, Ted. Stay with us. Who's Talking? Be back in 3 minutes.
Thanks for having me, guys.